Carina Press and Harper Audio present Flare Up by Shannon Stacy, performed by Tatiana Sokolov. Chapter 1. Grant Cutter had figured this was about as bad as a scene could get, the temperature with wind chill well below zero, their gear and lines freezing up, stalactites of ice hanging from his helmet blocking his vision until he took the time to break them off with a swipe of his stiff glove. And the water was a hell of a lot more effective at turning the house and street into an ice sculpture than putting out the flames. But he was wrong. It could always be worse. The fire had not only jumped, but it jumped to an apartment building they couldn't confirm had been fully evacuated. So the incident commander was sending them in, canvassing a residential building that probably should have been condemned by the city before he was even born. Wasn't exactly the reprieve from the cold he'd been looking for. But after checking their gear, he and the other guys from Engine 59 and another crew went inside.
"Fast but thorough,"
Danny Walsh said. The LT led the way up the stairs, since they'd start at the top and work their way down. The other crew would pound on doors at ground level, and if all went well, they'd meet in the middle and get the hell out before it got bad. The smoke thickened as they reached the top floor. A bare-chested, barefoot guy in undone jeans passed them on the stairs. He was coughing, but waved off their attempts to assist him.
"Is there anybody else up there?"
Danny yelled.
"Dunno."
The guy didn't even pause.
"Asshole," Scott Kincaid muttered into the radio,
but Grant wasn't surprised. They'd responded to these buildings before, and they didn't seem to attract the kind of residents who gave a shit about their neighbors. They started pounding on doors, which was all they could do, but they didn't get any response until they'd worked their way down to the next.